Hello, good to see you, and thank you for being here. I got a question for you. Do you struggle with morning prayer? I do, because I struggle with the mornings. There are some people who love their mornings. I don't get you people. I'm married to one of those people. Janelle, when she wakes up in the morning, she springs out of bed. As soon as she hears her alarm, it's like her whole body reacts and she's right there, ready to start the day. She greets the day. She attacks her morning. Me, on the other hand, I let the morning attack me. I let the morning punish me. Because when I wake up, I'm really tired, partly because of our family dynamics. I look after the kids during the night, usually, because I hear them before Janelle. So I get up and attend to them. So last night, I was up three times between 1 and 5 in the morning. And so when I wake up, I'm tired and I go to my prayer time. It's a real struggle. I much rather pray in the evening or in the afternoon. The morning's real hard for me. So I wanted to create a resource that would help people like me deepen their morning prayer. Now, this resource that we're going to share with you isn't for everyone. There's many different ways to pray in the morning, but this might help you because this has helped me. I've started using it before we released it publicly. So what is it? Janelle and I have created a prayer devotional video of 15 traditional Catholic prayers that we pray. So we've recorded our voices and we also have the text on the screen so you can see and hear those prayers. The traditional prayers are a morning offering, a morning Marian consecration, acts of faith, hope, and love, prayers to the guardian angel, Saint Michael, Litany of Humility, Litany of the Precious Blood, the Saint Gertrude prayer for souls in purgatory. So there's 15 traditional Catholic prayers. Now, there's two ways that you can use this in the morning. Number one, you can use it as a vocal prayer. And what is vocal prayer? Well, those are just the memorized prayers that we say that we recorded. And so when you listen to the prayers that Janelle and I recite, you can just make that prayer and those prayers your own. So that's one way to use them. But here's the other way that I've been using this video. Number two, for mental prayer. Now, if you don't know what mental prayer is, we've talked extensively about this already on this channel. I'll link right up there. But this is a quick summary of how I use this video. So I'm listening to myself and Janelle pray these prayers, and all of a sudden, a line stands out to me. For example, this line stood out to me this morning.
Attract my heart, Holy Spirit, that I may love only what is holy.
So this line comes from the prayer to the Holy Spirit, which is one of the 15 prayers that we have recorded in this video, and it stood out to me. As soon as it stood out to me, I pressed pause on the video and I sat with that and I said, Holy Spirit, attract my heart to all that is holy. St. Alphonsus calls this, when something stands out to you, a holy sentiment. And in his method of mental prayer, he says, as soon as something stands out to you, causes a holy sentiment or a stirring within your heart, stop. Let your heart and mind continue upon that topic or that thought and let it develop. For how long do you sit with it? Well, for me, it was maybe a minute. I sat there and said, Lord, I surrender to you all my thoughts, all my desires, so that I would desire only what is holy. So that was the idea when this line stood out to me. And how long do you sit with it? Well, until that holy sentiment passes. That is the wisdom of St. Alphonsus. So that at that point, I press play on the video and I continue on with vocal prayer. And then all of a sudden, perhaps something else might stand out to you, like this line.
From the desire of being loved.
Deliver me, Jesus.
So this line comes from the Litany of Humility, and perhaps this line might stand out to you. And then you press pause on the Litany of Humility and you sit with it and you let that prayer continue in that area. Maybe this prayer develops and you just say, Lord, I just want to love other people for their sake and for your sake. I don't want to have mixed motivations when I love other people. I don't want to always be thinking about what I'm going to get out of this relationship by loving other people. Deliver me from the desire of being loved. And after you sit with that point, perhaps that holy sentiment passes and then you press play again and you continue to listen to these vocal prayers that we've recorded. And then you get to maybe the litany of the precious blood of Jesus. And this is what stood out to me today, this line.
Blood of Christ, flowing forth in the crowning with thorns.
Save us.
And when this line stood out to me, I pressed pause and I watched in my imagination Jesus being crowned with thorns. I saw the thorns pierce his flesh. I heard the crowning of thorns. I heard the thorns pierce his flesh. I watched as the blood came forth from those wounds and began to come down his face. So I entered into that moment, engaging all my senses, because I had a holy sentiment that rose up in my heart as I listened to the litany of the precious blood. Now, how long did I sit with this thought? Very short, maybe 20 seconds. That's it. And it passed. And then when it passed, I pressed play and continued to pray the litany of the precious blood. So hopefully this gives you an idea of how to pray mental prayer, but also how to use vocal prayer as a springing board into mental prayer. And one closing thought about mental prayer. Oftentimes, even those who are most advanced in prayer life still need an aid that helps them enter into mental prayer. For example, Saint Teresa of Avila, a spiritual giant in the church, very advanced in prayer. In her book, The Collective Works of Saint Teresa of Avila, I've been reading it right here, she says that she always used a book to help her enter into mental prayer. Her entire life. The only exception was when she entered into mental prayer right after she received communion at Mass. Otherwise, she always used a book as a springing board to enter into mental prayer. I mention this because sometimes someone might say, Ken, well, I don't need an aid to enter into mental prayer. I should be able to do it without any help. Well, St. Teresa needed help. In her case, it was a book. In modern times, you can use a video, like a prayer video that we created, as a springboard into mental prayer. Use the vocal prayer as a springboard into mental prayer. It's available to you. It's linked at the end of this video. Should you choose to use it, you don't have to use it. There's many different ways to pray in the morning, but this is a resource that's free for you. Now, I want to say that if there is a lot of people who use this video and you find it useful, we'll make one every month. So this one is specific to the month of January because we call upon the intercession of the saints whose feast days fall in the month of January. So February, we would do something similar. Let me know what stood out to you and why in this video. Comment below if you have any additional thoughts. I love learning from you, by the way. And we will see you Wednesday. God bless.